Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to hour two of the program, everybody. Darren DuPont with me. We covered a lot of ground in hour one.
Yeah, we did.
Sportsnet's Arash Madani, the Grey Cup kid, Tad Cornegay. There's a 30 for 30 right there.
Oh.
On Tad Cornegay.
Right.
And trust me, he would volunteer to be on it. I was said, if you don't know Tad Cornegay, go watch a Kevin Hart stand-up. That's Tad Cornegay. And you know what Tad says? I was around before Kevin Hart, so he copied me. He's such a beauty.
I can see it, too.
He's such a beauty. So a few things here. I wish we could just slow the roll, literally, because there's too many comments coming in. You know, the NHL draft lottery, the NHL's getting laughed at. It blew up in their face. The Team X won on Friday. I mean, I think I read myself personally millions of tweets scorning the NHL for what happened. And I thought, the first thing I thought of was, at least people care. Now, man, what passion. Because I'm not seeing that passion outpouring for the Canadian Football League right now where they're at death's door. So I said it needs to become NFL Canada. It needs to die. Finish it off. And start over. NFL Canada. Dylan Spicer, who has said he doesn't support that. He says, if they became NFL Canada and keep playing the Canadian game, I'm all for it. I just don't see them doing that. NFL game is just too boring and slow for me. Very possible. Here's Tad. Oh, Tad's writing. He can't get enough of us. He says, to be clear, I am all CFL. Love the land, love the people, you all know that. But financially, the only way football can survive is if you have an NFL budget. Thank you. Thank you. Look, I was in the league for 20 years. Believe me. I proposed this on Winnipeg Radio this morning, and I've had nothing but blow back from Winnipeggers since I said the NFL Canada model. Hey, do you think it hurts my feelings when people come? Do you think? Look, you guys that love the CFL, write a damn check yourself. Some guy wrote in near the end of hour one and said, it's not that there's not enough people that want to spend $10,000 to $15,000. There's not enough that can. The numbers are right in front of your face. I feel like I'm just sitting here and ranting too much. If you love it that much, put your money where your mouth is. Because not enough people are doing that. You're just sitting there nodding.
I know. And I love it. If people are watching closely, the more upset you get, the more Damon Allen agrees with you because his head's going like this when you slam the table.
The bobblehead.
Which is pretty funny. But no, it's true. It's true. And yes, it will hurt for a second. Just like any relationship being over, but life will get better.
And the next one will be better.
A lot better. It will.
And that's...
Nothing will change.
Thank you for agreeing, Damon.
The people, the teams, the communities, the history, none of that goes away. None of that goes away.
None of the team names go away.
Nothing. The Grey Cup stays. The history stays. The records stay. They might choose to keep the football and the field size in the three-down game because there's a lot of history. But it just becomes branded NFL Canada. It doesn't have to become a winter league or a spring league or any of that stuff either. It's just a name.
This is great. Tad again, by the way, says, oh man, a Tad Cornegay 30 for 30 would be great. Sign me up twice. That's part of it. We're going to make a list. The Grey Cup Kid. Can you not see it right now?
The Grey Cup Kid.
It's a hell of a story. Thank you. You're welcome, however you want to say it. Jacques Dupuis in Ottawa is watching. He says, NFL Canada, CFL rules. Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
See? The discussion hadn't even started yet, and everybody quickly slapped it in the face, saying, we're not playing NFL rules, we're not doing this, we're not doing this, we're not
doing
this.
Who said that?
And it's just whoa. The only thing we've talked about is the name.
That's it.
All the nuts and bolts will get figured out.
Rylan Betker writes in and says, if NFL Canada is a legit possibility and a way to save the CFL, you got to have that conversation and explore what it will all be involved with it. You guys tell me when Ricky Foley is ready, by the way. a veteran of both leagues. And I just want to say this about NFL Canada. It is an entity that's been around for a long time. I've worked with them. Do you remember, maybe you don't, Green Bay Packers came up. Actually, like six NFL teams sent their players up here to practice with kids for a day. I helped with the camp here in Regina. And the NFL Canada says, we're not going to pay you, but you can put on your resume that you worked with NFL Canada. Is that cool? Yeah. Absolutely. I don't remember all the players for the Packers, but I do remember Donald Driver was one of them, if that means anything for the era.
That's cool.
For the era. So, anyways, let's bring Ricky Foley in now, three-time Grey Cup champion, Hall of Famer in waiting, joining us from Southern Ontario. Ricky, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good. I got questions for you from viewers, by the way. Some good ones that I think you'll have fun with. But have you been hearing our conversation here about NFL Canada, maybe NFL swallowing up the CFL? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't even want to even really acknowledge too much with the NFL right now, to be honest with you. Like, I'm a little worried about they have a season and CFL doesn't. I'm worried about, like, losing a few of these loyal fan base who choose the CFL instead of the NFL. Like, every year you've got a choice to make, sometimes on the weekend, where you're going to watch. And I know a lot of our fan base is loyal to the CFL. I'm just worried about not having the CFL season, you know, and then losing some of those fans to the football south of the border.
Well, I guess the point is here that we're just assuming there's no season, so we're going to the next thing. What's it going to be, right? I mean, hey, you're following the commissioner talking to the government, obviously, and the players now waiting for an answer. I mean, what's your view on where we sit here 100-plus days into the pandemic?
My view on life or my view on just the CFL?
The CFL.
I think leadership is failing the fans and the players terribly. I have never met Randy in person, so I don't really want to speak to his character. That's not fair to the man. But as far as a leadership point of view, like, I put a tweet out maybe 2 weeks ago before we started to get heat, and it got taken down, but it was a wanted poster for, you know, where's Randy Ambrosi? And it's just, they need to understand that this isn't the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, who, by the way, already have plans in place, who the players already have some kind of direction or mandate. We're not sitting on $1 million in our accounts where we can just sit back and relax. Like, these guys, you know, have it to stretch out 6 months of the year, their last paycheck a lot of times. And like you saw with Wilder, like, you're just going to see people having really star players in this league are going to have to go and take regular jobs and get into the transition. We got to have something better than just going to the government asking for $150 million and expecting everything to be okay. I really feel bad for Sully right now and the PA, because what's he supposed to tell his membership? I just don't know what to say right now. I don't approve of the leadership at the top right now. From a league standpoint.
Tad Cornegay is watching in New York City, by the way. And he says, tell Ricky he looks amazing. Send me some of that youth juice. Ha ha. Tad has said he's leaving the show five times, and he keeps sitting there. He can't tear himself away from the screen, which wouldn't surprise you. Ricky, you've obviously thought about, what if I was playing now? You must have thought about it. You're probably glad you're retired. I mean, take us inside the situation of a CFL player right now. It looks terrible, but you've lived it. What would it be like?
At this point, getting this close to camp, knowing that, with a wife and family, maybe as a young guy with not having that much responsibility, might be okay. You might be able to crash your mom and dad, someone like that type of deal. I'm not sure. But if you have any kind of responsibility, mortgage payments, this and that, I would have already been looking into other options. And if I got an option that was good long term, that was something I liked, I mean, it'd be a really hard decision. You know, I don't know how many of these employers, hopefully they would have some kind of compassion where, you know, you could take a job for the short term, hey, treat it like an internship type of deal, then I'll come back after the season. But I don't even know from, like, the mental standpoint of, like, we train every offseason to win a championship, to accomplish certain goals. Like, what's the goal right now when it's just up in the air with what, is there going to be a season? Is there not? Like, why am I taxing my body? Why am I spending this money on nutrition? Why am I spending this money that I don't have coming back in on therapy and massage and chiro and all these things that people don't think about? They're not supplied during the off season for CFL players. There are a little bit, but hardly anything, like $500 kind of for each one of those therapies. So most guys at this point have blown through it if they had any kind of injury going into the off season. So I'm telling you right now, even in the best of times, when you know you're going to training camp 1st of June, I have heard through the years, I mean, players are making more money now, but I've heard through the years of guys hitting up their teams in April asking for an advance, you know, on their report to camp bonus. So I can only imagine what it is right now for a lot of guys out there, and I've heard, and it's not good.
Matt Baker of the BC Lions front office writes in, says, all the time in the world for Ricky Foley. Hell of a guy. Hope you're well. That's from Matt Baker. Bakes takes, as you know.
Hey, Thomas, what's up?
Yeah, Tony Cernick writes in and says, don't forget, it's the government telling the CFL they can't play. That's a misnomer, Tony, because the government's telling me that I can't go do corporate speaking or talk to schools because the kids can't be in school or the corporations can't fill a banquet room but I'm not getting compensated by the government. I've been told no. And so, Ricky, you kind of said it earlier. I'll say it again. If you think that Ottawa just writing you a check is going to save the CFL, it's like the guy last week that said, Rod, you want to start a restaurant? Just go find a rich guy and put all the risk on him. I mean, if that's your business plan, that's a bad plan. If the CFL thinks Ottawa's going to save them, it's not saving anything. And they might not even get the money.
Yeah, no, I think the difference is here is I understand that but the government's also telling the other leagues they have a mandate for them as well. You know, the government's told the other leagues there's, you know, this is what you need to follow, like get a plan. Like all these other leagues have made a plan, came up with super creative safety concepts on their own, probably working in conjunction with government or local officials, but we have nothing. We don't have any what ifs. We don't have like, if all goes well, we can do this. Here's a plan for each one of the facilities. Here's a plan for how we're going to deal with if someone gets sick. And then, you know, what it is, there's no plan. There's nothing. And that's my issue. Give us something. If there's not going to be a season, tell us why there wouldn't be a season. Surely the league leadership and owners have made considerations about best case scenario, worst case scenario, and somewhere in between. Just let the players and fans hear what it is. So we can have some bit of direction here. That's all we're asking for, really. I just want to know what has to happen for there to be a season and what can stop it from happening and what kind of – I just don't hear any plans. Like, all I've heard out of this leadership from this new commissioner and off front office is we're going to expand to Mexico and Europe, and that's the only thing I've heard about. That's all I've heard about. Haven't heard nothing about Halifax. Don't even get me started on that because I think you abandoned those guys down there and spent too much time overseas. But whatever. I just don't agree with it. And I'm a CFL fan. It's given me so much as a player to me and my family. And I want to see it thrive. I want to see the fans be rewarded for their loyalty. And I'm just worried with the leadership in place right now. And I have been. This is before COVID. I was worried about it. And even more so now.
Wow, Ricky, you're killing it today, and I appreciate it. Some fun questions, because that is kind of gloom and doomy for a Monday morning. Colin says, ask Ricky. Yeah. Colin in Ottawa says, ask Ricky, if Adriano Bally was the most craziest teammate he's ever had. It's a long list, I'm sure. Who is the craziest one?
See, there's publicly crazy, and they don't mind to be seen as such. And then there's like behind the scenes locker room, kind of crazy. Best belly story I got is we're playing the last game ever in the Sky Dome. And it's just me, it's Jeff Keeping, and a young rookie who I won't mention his name is now playing in Winnipeg. And Adriano isn't at this point on the team. Like he hasn't played football for a couple years or whatever, but he was in the stands watching the game. And there's just us in the shower. It's the last time ever. You know, it's kind of like nostalgic for me and Keeping, just kind of like, you know, having a couple pops after the game. You know, the young guy's there because he got hurt. He had some therapy. So he's just kind of hanging out with the veterans. We're kind of shooting the crap or whatever. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this 6'5", 300-pound Italian man walk in the shower butt naked. Like, hey, Adriano, what are you doing here, man? So he had somehow made his way out of the stands, down into the locker room, into the shower in the old girl, as he said it. And he made himself known to the rookie, and the rookie didn't know who this guy was. Like, he might have known who Adriano Bella was, the name, but he didn't recognize the face. I don't think he was trying to make eye contact, first of all. And man, you should have saw a look on this rookie's face. Like, just who is this stranger, this massive man coming in butt naked into a shower who's not on our team and I never met before? Like, that's just Belly. So there's a million stories like that with him. So he's tough to beat.
Oh, everybody's getting a mental picture right now. And by the way, some might put you in that category in terms of flipping tables, right? And Gatorade coolers everywhere. I mean, most people don't do that, right?
Yeah, no, I let it rip, man. That's it. I let it rip. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. And I'll say about the craziness and the emotion. It was awesome to a certain point, but then you had to kind of, it felt almost, sometimes you might have to force it. Because once you get the reputation as being like a pump up guy or a guy who's going to lose and, you know, say the right thing or do the right thing when it's needed, sometimes it's hard to gauge whether or not, is this needed? Is it natural? Is it organic? Would it come off as rehearsed? And so I didn't like thinking so much as a leader when I got into my older career. I liked it when I was young, and a lot of the crazy stuff I did could just be like, oh, he's young. You know, he's just a hothead. Don't mind him. That was cooler, really.
Wait, hey, it's okay when people think you're crazy. They kind of stay away from you. Trust me, I know. But Ricky and I, we had a talk. We got lost driving from Regina to Sedley, and we get hit. I know, it's crazy to believe that. We had Henry Burris in the back seat, and I was revealing all these things to Ricky that he never really knew before. He's like, really? That went on? Which reminds me, here's my last question for you, Ricky, and it was from a viewer, Greg. He said, the next time you get Ricky on, can you ask him this question? What were the circumstances of him departing Ryderville? And I said, when you left the Riders, and I said, I don't really recall it being that sensationalistic or scandalous, but you're looking at me like there was. Was it bad?
I mean, I loved Brendan Taman. Like, that's my guy, man. He was really good to me. The things that he had to manufacture to try to get that team together for the Grey Cup, man. He made a lot of promises to guys, and guys trusted his word. And as far as I know, he held up his end of the bargain. Like, that guy's that's my guy right there. Chame, you know, Chame had a lot of great conversation with him. I think he's he was just doing what he thought he had to do to win, you know. So, but I couldn't believe it happened because, well, someone had called me during, well, I was still playing, put it this way, I won't put the name out there, but someone had called me with the Argonauts during the playoffs. They were out of the playoffs that year and we were still playing, and had said, hey, don't sign, because my friends on the team had told this guy, don't sign, that I was going to sign with the Riders. I had to go with Damon, was going to sign at the end of the season because of salary cap rules, blah, blah. It was in place. I trusted him. And I was so happy to come back to Ryderville. Like, had a great year, double-digit sacks. We probably would have repeated. Darian doesn't get hurt. I'm thinking, like, we still had a few more runs in this team. All right, cool. I get paid this, do sign the contract. I ignore the Toronto guy, the front office guy saying, don't sign. We want you back in Toronto. I said, no, thank you. I'm happy here. I get this big signing bonus, off-season bonus from Saskatchewan. As soon as that signing bonus, I get it. Now this Toronto guy comes back and he, now that my salary is lower and he doesn't have to pay me that bonus, they go and like I told them, I didn't want to go back and play in Toronto in that locker room. I love Saskatchewan. I shouldn't say locker room, I should say portable. I didn't want to go back to portable. Like, I was enjoying Saskatchewan, wanted to finish my career there. My wife, my fiance at the time, had made plans to get a teaching job out there. We were all in. And I was in Vancouver with my fiance. Time change difference. I checked my phone. I'm like 100 messages, like 24 missed calls. Like, what's going on? All these Saskatchewan numbers. And like, got on the phone with Brendan saying I've been traded. And I was just crushed, man. That was not good. So, yeah, it is what it is, I guess. Then the next year, man, come training camp, we have training camp at York University in Toronto for the Argos. And I'm like in my old locker, and they think they're doing me like a service saying like, oh, we know we got you your own locker, your old locker back. I'm like, man, I don't want to go back to York University. I'm 12 years in here. I've been in the NFL. Like, I was at the Mecca playing Saskatchewan and all kinds of fans. And now you're York University? Shoot. Anyways, what are you going to do?
You're over it. Hey, as we learn, everything happens for a reason, and I'm talking to so many guys now that have gone through that stuff, and I say, guys, nobody gets a 21-gun salute on their way out of town, and if you got screwed on the way out of town, nope, that's more like it, too. So the sooner you deal with it and get over it, you get on with your life. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right, man. And riders have been great to me since then. Like, always coming back to the province, always doing events. I can't wait till they have a reunion with that team from 13, man. That's such a good group of guys, man. I miss them all. And yeah.
Yeah, it is going to be fantastic. Ricky, this was great. Thanks for the update, man. Good to see you. Say hey to your dad for us, and let's do it again soon.
I will. Good to see you too, Ron.
All right, Ricky Foley joining us from Southern Ontario today. We got all the stories out. And he got the stuff off his chest, too. We'll get to some viewer comments. We'll take a break. Come back with the sports update. Lots going on this Monday. Ken Reed of Rogers Sportsnet will be with us, too. It is the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
Chase adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the RP Show on this Monday morning, afternoon, maybe where you are. Episode number 265 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, coming to you from the sweatpants capital. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, CastBox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just ahead of Ken Reed of Rogers Sportsnet, the New England Patriots have reached an agreement with free agent quarterback Cam Newton, bringing in the 2015 NFL MVP to help the team move on from Tom Brady. The one-year deal is worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. Now, it's not like you didn't know this, Darren, but I'm going to read this. It makes him sound even better than I thought. A three-time Pro Bowler. He was the league's top player in 2015. He remains the NFL's all-time leader in touchdowns rushing by a quarterback. Cam Newton. Would you not have thought it was Michael Vick?
I would have thought, yeah.
The 31-year-old Newton was the number one overall pick in the 2011 draft, and after leading Auburn to a national championship, he won the Heisman Trophy. He helped the Panthers reach the playoffs four times, including the Super Bowl in 2015. Pretty good deal for $7.5 million.
Amazing. He's
That's
been
way lower base.
Nagged by injuries, but...
Who has it?
But if he's healthy, smoking deal.
In unrelated news, the Patriots have been fined $1.1 million by the NFL for inappropriately filming the Bengals sideline during a game last season. The league also took away a third-round pick in the 2021 draft. Also, the team's production crew will not be allowed to shoot any games in the 2020 season. The filming occurred at the Bengals game at Cleveland December 8th. The Bengals hosted the Patriots the following week and lost 34-13. The Patriots won the next game when they played each other.
Go figure.
When the taping became known last season, the team said at the time a three-person crew was producing a web series entitled Do Your Job. They were doing their job. They're doing what Bill told them to do. Hey, guys. Here's some gas money, some coupons to Applebee's. Go film the Bengals sideline. It worked. They were doing their job. I love it. We didn't know. This is all a misunderstanding.
If you watch the video of the guy getting caught in the act, it's pretty funny.
I haven't seen it, but
I wasn't filming them. Your camera's still pointed at them. No, it's not.
I've seen those. We were in Ottawa one time, day before the game, and the Riders were having a walkthrough, and there was a guy in the press box taking pictures, and he had a notepad. And the security went up to him. Hey, what are you doing, sir? What? Nothing. I believe the guy was working for Don Matthews Argos.
Crunch up the paper.
I know.
Nothing here.
It was a misunderstanding. Round two at Pocono went to Denny Hamlin. Hamlin seized the spotlight, specifically in Victory Lane Sunday when Pocono had to set up lights after the race ended in darkness. Hamlin topped Kevin Harvick on Sunday to win the second cup race of the weekend at Pocono Raceway and flipped the result of the opener. The 1-2 finish out of each driver is a clear sign two of the best drivers in the game are poised again to make a championship push. Hamlin has four wins this season for Joe Gibbs Racing, and Harvick has three for Stewart Haas Racing as they start to separate themselves from the rest of the field. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill. They're watching up there today. They got us on by the bar.
Good.
Corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's Energy Bars, Ben Cahoon's Protein Bar, G2G, fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. And I'll tell you again, well, I won't say if it's not the best protein bar you ever had, I'll eat my shorts. I say that about Wendell Clark's. But I say it's the best protein bar I've ever had. It's a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Seven delicious flavors. Today was peanut butter chocolate chip for me.
Mm.
Anyways, RP Show viewers get a 20% discount by using the promo code RPSHOW. Fresh, healthy, delicious. Visit their website. Order yours at g2gbars.ca. No refined sugar, by the way. Do we want to bring in Ken Reed now? Okay. Colin in Ottawa says, despite what you have heard, Rod, there are no spies here in Ottawa. We saw them! Okay, let's bring in Ken Reed now from Rogers Sportsnet. Look at this guy! Almost didn't recognize
him. Was it during the Gleiberman era that happened, Rod?
One of the three Gleiberman eras, I think it was, that had happened, by the way. Ken, you're due for a hair bleach.
Yeah.
You're due for a hair bleach or something.
I'm due for a lot of stuff. I'm at the point now where I walk for exercise. I was just out for my walk. And then I went to shave last night, and I didn't have any shaving cream. So I tried it with soap, and then I got to there, and I said, no, that's not going to happen. So I look like a 1984 wrestler, basically.
Something.
Right now,
yeah, and
guess.
WCW, something. By the way, not WWF. Like a rogue.
Correct.
A rogue league.
Yeah, like a Stampede wrestler or something, you know?
Right.
I'm riding with Ed Whalen at night going to our next gig. Kind of like that thing, you know?
Let the good times roll. Kenny, by the way, the last time we had you on, you were on your front porch enjoying sun.
Yeah.
The pandemic had just started, by the way. Has anything changed in your life?
Well, I'm in Wellington, Ontario now. We have a place out here. Sorry, I didn't hit the close button. We have a place out here. So, yeah, we've been out here for about 3 weeks. It's nice to be out of the city, I have to say. Toronto's, you know, really crowded, and like the kids can't do much. So we have a place out here that we rent out all winter, and we usually take it for a week or two in the summer. But this year we're kind of just chilling out here this summer, and the kids enjoy it. There's a little nine-hole course up the road where I'm going to take my oldest in a few minutes. So it's a little removed from the insanity that is Toronto, especially during this whole COVID thing, and just looking to get back to work at some point. We're hoping.
Oh, I know I hesitate to use the term depression. However, as a mental health professional, I will use the term depressing because it's depressing. It's by definition where we're at right now. It is. And all these continued classic games. Ken, it's been 100+ days of it. Like, I just think of the networks. And by the way, no end in sight. Like, are you hearing any plans for how that might change?
Well, I'm probably hearing the same stuff you're hearing. Yeah, the classic games are great for a while. After a while, you're okay. I need something fresh. And you know me, I like my old school stuff, right? I like watching guys from the 70s and 80s and 60s and 50s, but it's good to keep it fresh. I keep hearing that we're going to hear about a hub city any day now, basically. I thought it was going to be today for a while. But I honestly don't know. If you're the National Hockey League, wouldn't you want your hub cities to be Edmonton and Toronto? Keep everybody out of the U.S. It's an absolute mess down there. I have no idea how the NBA is going to make it happen in Orlando. You see the Jays are getting out of there, out of Florida. But I will say this. If the NBA does it in Orlando and they, you know, really sequester who can go in and out of there, same with the NHL, I would think that their bubbles would be safer than just, you know, normal adventures around a city. So hopefully they do it right. But it's hard to stay positive during this. And I've been talking to my wife about it, and I say, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen. She says, don't be negative. I said, I think at this point I'm being just realistic, because I try to, you know, I'm a P positive kind of guy, but I think at some point you just got to be realistic. And some days it really doesn't look good.
Very fine line between negativity and realism, and I have not quite pinpointed necessarily where that is, but I know this.
Yeah.
We can switch gears to a funner topic, and Clark pointed this out, how I didn't notice it on the weekend because I followed you on Twitter. Clark does too, but he said you are all over the Hockey Hall of Fame. Maybe it was late last week. In terms of coverage, not to criticizing them, I was all over them about not putting Theo in, and I don't know if they'll ever
Theo's
put Theo
gotta
in.
Theo's got to be in there, man.
Okay,
Theo's
got
to be in there. Theo and McGillney. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Theo's got to be in there on his on ice alone. And then when you consider what he's done off ice with his awareness for mental health and his awareness for everything he went through, that's Hall of Fame. That's Hall of Fame worthy alone, if you ask me. So I definitely think Theo should be in there. And plus, when you consider the era he played in, the size he played at and what he got done, Theo should be in there.
Yeah, and I understand I have a personal connection. He's a friend, so maybe I go a little overboard, but I can see a guy. For instance, we all know he had his addiction issues and everything. He's admitted to it. There's been a movie on it, you know, a book and a play. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He turned the corner. I look at a guy like AB, Antonio Brown, who has shown no interest in changing. He's not in the league. I get that guy being exiled. I get it. But not Theo, who's a champion story. It's a winner's story. But people have been hearing me rant about this for 2 weeks. So
you know what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm with you. I think Theo Fleury's a Hall of Famer. I'm just going to go plug my phone and get some power. I think Alexander McGillney's a Hall of Famer. There's a lot of guys that you can make an argument for. And I think that's one of the great things about sports Hall of Fames is everybody has a take. But, you know, only, 14 of 18 votes really matter. But that's what makes Hall of Fame so fun. Like, I could talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame all day. I think the Baseball Hall of Fame is just this fascinating topic. And I like when, you know, when in the Hockey Hall of Fame, when you have guys, you go, oh, he should be in there, but he isn't. At least it creates conversation. I like that.
Oh, 100%. By the way, the last guy to walk around his room like that is a guy by the name of Lee Steinberg. Show me the money. It was just last Thursday. And
Lee, Jerry Maguire, the inspiration, right? So they said
he's the last guy to do that.
If I'm with Lee Steinberg, I like that. Bob and I used to have him on all the time.
Yeah, he's so cool. He's so cool. But the thing is, I love the Hall of Fame debates too. I don't get as geeked up about the draft because, quite frankly, we don't really know who we're talking about here in terms of these prospects. Most people don't. If you were having a Hall of Fame debate, everybody knows who we're talking about.
Sure. And that's a great point. You know, I used to be a draft geek, right? Then I got a little older and, you know, the excitement of seeing your peers drafted goes away, right? Guys your own age and guys a little younger. Then I get older now as I am and I think, man, the draft is, I think the older you become, the more you realize anything after pick 10 is kind of just a crapshoot in a lot of ways. You know, can you find that nugget? To me, that's what the draft is, the older I get. Like when I was young, I'd say, oh, that's a steal at 48. But I don't really know. But I thought I did, you know?
Yeah, that's welcome to sports talk. I saw the NFL draft. I think it's like 75% of the players drafted will play at least one game.
Sure.
That's not bad. I thought it was around 50%, to be honest with you. But on brand here, Colin McNulty in Ottawa writes that, and he says, ask Ken if he heard about the recent sale of a McDavid rookie card for more than $100,000. What do you know about that story?
I did. Went for around $132,000. What it was an autographed cup card, Upper Deck, the cup. Those are the boxes, the packs that go for around $500. It was from McDavid's rookie year. And it was numbered 97 out of, I forget how many, not very many, maybe 99 or 100. But in the card world, if a card is numbered out of something that matches your jersey number, we get all geeked up from it. Card geeks get all geeked up from it, and it means more. So if Patrick Waugh signs one 33 out of 100, the 33 has the premium on it. So that's why the McDavid one had the premium on it. It was sold by a guy from San Diego who got it out of a case break a few years ago. That's where you buy in and you watch online and people open a case of cards. And let's say you bought the fifth card in a 10-card pack, that's your card. Or if you buy the Edmonton Oilers cards, you get all the Oilers cards. So a lot of people had thought it would probably go for, you know, 75,000 with the buyer's premium. It went for 135,000. So during this lockdown, the sports card hobby is going, Rod, it's going absolutely insane. There's all kinds of different theories why, but it's fun to see people getting into sports cards and at least staying connected to the game in some way. But of course, when you're talking about a card for $135,000, I think that's a bit of an investment as well, right?
Do we know who the buyer was?
We don't know. I think he's Mr. Anonymous right now. It's like, what if I wrestled with this and put a mask on, I'd be Mr. X from Parts Unknown. So maybe Mr. X from Parts Unknown bought it.
Clearly, this is the way he likes it or wants it. So, by the way, viewers from all over Western Canada are telling me, they're writing in, they say they love the rugged mountain man look of Ken Reed rather than the pinstripe cufflinks coiffed metrosexual Ken Reed. Am I right? So,
I'm a bit of both. Oh, she likes metrosexual me. But I'll tell you what, Rod, I'm a bit of both. My dad grew up in a place called Middle Muscadabit, Nova Scotia, which is right in the middle of the woods in Nova Scotia. And he's a doctor. Dad's a doctor. But when Dad went to the woods, he became countryman dad. When he was going to the hospital, he was metrosexual Dr. Dan Reed. He was metro when metro wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? Barbara Mandrell. I was country when country wasn't cool. And Dad would dress to the nines. But when he went to the country, he was the countryman. So I guess I got it from Dad. I got the suits at work, but there's no suits here. So, and it's not that I want to grow a beard. I'm just too lazy to shave, I'll be honest with you. And as I saw, I was like, it's painful to shave without the shaving cream. But as soon as we're done, buddy, I'm going to go buy some shaving cream and get rid of this and go play a quick nine. But I appreciate that people out in Sasky like the rugged look.
Yeah, well, hey, actually, they're from Red Deer, Winnipeg. They're all over the prairies. And I guess I'll leave you with this.
Big in Western Canada.
Arash was with us in hour one, and he said to tell you that the hub is better.
No way. So in Nova Scotia, Truro is known as the hub city. I'll be honest. In Nova Scotia, everybody knows Truro is the place where you stop to take a pee on the way to Halifax. So you just tell Arash I said that last time. Because I'm from 45 minutes down the road in Pictou, but this is a true story. when you grew up in Pictou, when Edwin French baggy jeans came, became big circa 1990, 1991, you had to drive to Truro, Arash's hometown, to get them. So Arash does have that on me. Good jeans in Truro, Nova Scotia.
Good jeans. Yeah, exactly. All right, Ken.
And they had a Ponderosa as well. That was pretty good.
Oh, I love the Ponderosa. We had one too. Yeah, until it burned down.
Kenny, yeah, man. Like, Rod, seriously, can you beat a steak on a cafeteria tray?
No, and stamped. Still had the meat stamp on it, the green stamp. That's hard to beat.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
That's hard to beat. Okay, Ken, we got to roll. Always good, man. Stay safe. Enjoy the day with the kids.
I will. Pleasure, Rod. Anytime you want to chat, buddy, just give me a shout. You know what? Next time I'll metrosexual it up for everybody.
Okay, sounds good. Ken Reid joining us from Welland, Ontario today. That was a good visit.
First of all, I shave with soap every morning, and I got no problems. Every morning.
It's the skin. It's about the skin.
Okay. Second, how did the conversation get to the Ponderosa? But I'm glad it did. That's
you never know. That had a very John Liu-esque feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just outside sports entirely.
Awesome.
Where you get to know these guys. Listen, we'll break. I'm going to put up the Rockstar poll. Sounds like we're going to have a hell of a fight today. Another photo finish for the Rockstar of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. We'll get into our topics. NFL Canada, that's the nerve we hit today.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much on Christian Jones, and I'm okay with that. But we'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is the real fun time, where it's just Dupes and I. I'm checking the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Does the signing of Cam Newton make the Patriots a Super Bowl contender? 68% of you say no. Jason in Red Deer writes in and says, where was the Ponderosa in Regina? I remember Bonanza on Broad Street. Ponderosa was on South Albert. John in Winnipeg writes in about Barbara Mandrell, great country song. I was country when country wasn't cool, as was I. And it reminds me of this. Oh, you would love this. This is why this is the fun part. It's not overtime yet, Monty. This is the fun part of the show. Story time. So Saturday, I'm in that speedboat owned by one of our sponsors, Bronco Plumbing and Heating. My Instagram and Facebook stories look like a beer commercial, really.
on Saturday. Didn't it look great?
Oh. It was as great as it looked, by the way.
It was, hey?
So every one of these kids, which are, they're actually competitive snowboarders.
Yep.
But to them, that were surfing behind the boat. Sure. But to get in the water for them is kind of the same as being on a mountain for them. As a matter of fact, that's how a lot of them train, with the dips and everything.
Yeah.
So they all had to have their own music played for each guy. Sort of like your walk-up song when you're playing baseball or whatever. So one of the guys turns. He was actually the guy that looked like Letterkenny. Or one of the guys from Letterkenny. Yeah. He turned and he's like, put on Top Gun. Or he goes, put on Danger Zone to whoever was running the music. And I said, you mean like Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone? He's like, no, Top Gun, Danger Zone. I'm like, it's the same song. You know? So anyways, as the day went on, because we were out there for a long time. And by the way, it was kids in one end of the boat, parents in the other end of the boat. It's a big boat.
Yeah.
And their battery died in the iPod. So I'm like, oh, you can play mine. And apparently, I didn't see it, but all the kids were like, oh. They thought it was going to be George Strait and Ian Tyson and stuff. And it was Chainsmokers and... well, I can show it to you. It's all hit music.
Yeah.
And they loved it. There was some Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, because you know the music. But these kids didn't know.
You listen to everything. So you can choose to go in that. Yeah.
I had it all.
It's there.
So anyways, later on, the point is we went back to the cabin and they had a huge barbecue, ribs and chicken and stuff. And they're playing Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and stuff. So I walked up to the kid who was sitting there by the he was DJing,
yeah,
by right by the hot tub, and I said, "If you wanted this kind of music, I could have put it on, man." And he goes, "I got you covered." So that's what I played all night, was classic country music. Oh, so I awesome. Could never figure these kids out.
I know.
Jason in Red Deer says, "I was waiting to see you out on the board, Rod." That's next time. I had to make a decision. It was a surfboard. That's what they were on. There was no way that I could get up on a surfboard. Hell, half the kids couldn't. You saw the video. Yeah. I said, you bring out a couple of old school water skis, and I'll do it. I'm your guy. I would never, or even a wakeboard that I could
strap your feet,
strap my knees across.
Oh, yeah.
Or my feet or my, not a surfboard. There's no, but these kids, you saw how good they were, right? This one kid was chugging a beer while he was surfing.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's how good they are.
Yeah. I noticed he went down shortly after, but still, he did it for a time and pretty talented.
He's pretty cocky. And last one before we break, we'll come back and talk about the rock star of the day. But actually would be probably a good story for overtime. But Tad, here's our rock star candidates. Tad Cornegay, Arash Madani, Ricky Foley, and Ken Reed. If people could just wake up and snap out of their panic or their depression of where we are and just think about the good things of where we're living, the time that we're living. Like Tad Cornegay's life as the Grey Cup kid is a 30 for 30. I wasn't just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But even back then, even though I lived a different lifestyle than I do now, I was still very aware of what was going on. Like what was going on with Tad Cornegay over a decade ago or about a decade ago is historical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, stop and pay attention of the cool things that are going around in sport. And that's a Canadian Football League story. The guy played in the Grey Cup 5 out of 6 different years with how many different teams? At least 3, maybe 4. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of just complaining about everything, enjoy what you're in. Look around.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody will ever do that documentary? Well, it'll be up to us to do that documentary.
It'll be up to us. It's funny. You know that that's already been put in progress. Not that. Now we need to find a writer for that one. You know, somebody to write it and script it. But anyways, like, I mean, it's so great. These stories have to be told because they're so entertaining.
I just sometimes wonder if anybody cares as much as we do. Do enough people care?
Right. We do. But surely, if we do, there's enough people. There's other people out there that care.
Does Shirley care?
Shirley might.
What about Karen?
Yeah.
Listen, we'll be back with Overtime, and I want to recap all the topics today in NFL Canada, Cam Newton, Christian, all that stuff when we come back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, CastBox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just, I'm going to try and get to all these comments here in overtime for Emerald Water. Don Mitchell in Ottawa is watching. He says, can you guys get access to the video archives for these stories? We're working on it. We've got people on it. Not my department. Regarding, does anybody care about these stories, like Tad Cornegay's Grey Cup Kid story? John in Winnipeg says, I care, Rod. Sports is life. I think people care. I just, at the risk of saying that I feel like I'm out of touch, to sit and watch the Lance Armstrong documentary, not only did I watch both parts, I watched them multiple times. I'm not sure everybody is like that. My whole life is the sports and entertainment industry. People have lives outside of that.
Yeah.
So I'm not so arrogant enough to think that just because I think that I love it, everybody should. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all that I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it has mass appeal. John Schmidt says, Ricky Foley, rock star of the day. Well, John, you have your chance to vote on Twitter. You can do it now. John goes on to say, Rod, is it true that Phil Andrews stepped down as voice of the Pats? It's true. I didn't know whether to ring the bell, breaking news or not, but I guess by the amount of people that are commenting on it, yes, it's true. Phil Andrews stepping down as voice of the Regina Pats Hockey Club and their director of communications. It's a sad day. I've texted Phil. I said, nobody's better in that role than you. But he's not sad. He said it was time. Brandon Crow, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings, writes in and he says, do you promise to talk about the press box incident in Swift Current on the Wheat Kings podcast tonight, Rod? The fans want to hear it. Brandon, I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, Brandon. And for as long as you want to talk about it. It's the Wheat Kings podcast tonight. Frankly, the fact that I'm even on it is knocking me off my chair. And for a lot of people, too, I think, by the way, would be surprised.
Which incident? Because there's more than one. right?
The incident.
I think I know.
That caused me to need to have a police escort in and out of Swift Current.
Okay.
Where do I start?
I know.
I it seems to come up on most podcasts. And listen, I'm not going to steal the Weak King's thunder. You got to go listen to the Weak King's podcast when I tell this story tonight. For those that don't know what Rod the idiot did to have to get a police escort in and out of Swift Current because he was the subject of death threats.
It's wild.
It is a pretty wild story.
It's wild. Like, I cannot believe that stuff like that happened. I mean, it didn't happen everywhere. It just happened to you.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
But between that incident and the rats on the ice.
As it is, as Scruffy says, some people, this kind of stuff just follows around. The puck follows Crosby. Controversy follows Rod.
That's a golden era.
I don't care for it.
Rats on the ice with names of broadcasters on them.
Yeah, but I wasn't the name on the rat.
No, Switzy and Keane.
It was the Swift Current broadcasters that had their names painted on the rats and thrown onto the ice. Yeah. Les Peach writes in, this is another great show. Always a pleasure to watch. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. This is the amazing thing, and I'll wrap up because I see Rocco's here and we're ready to go with our post-show meeting. He sounds like a mafia guy, doesn't he, Rocco?
Mm-hmm.
He's the muscle around here. He'll tell you, and the brains. But all across the country, I love, like, I'm going on Winnipeg Radio this morning. The guy said, hey, Rod, can you pinch hit last minute? And I said, yeah, I'm in. We talked NFL, CFL, NHL, WHL, all those things. And the people in these new markets that are watching the show, not just across Canada, Hamilton, for instance, we've had comments, Ottawa,
yep,
Winnipeg, where they hated my guts, and now into Mississippi, Ohio, Nevada, Florida, they're like, is this guy for real? This must be put on. Oh, he's trying to be Stephen A. Smith. He's trying to be Don Cherry. No, not at all. But the people around this province that have been putting up with this for 30 years, they're like, no, that's just him. He's the guy that needed the police escort for his opinions, for his antics. So it's kind of fun growing outside.
Oh, yeah.
And not having to change.
Big time. Yeah, it's fun. And it's cool to sit in this chair and just watch it happen. Because, you know, we kind of knew what this was before this.
Right.
But now it's cool to see it happen.
And when we go on Game Plus TV Network, starting like right away.
Yep.
Like right away. Right, Paul?
Thursday.
Thursday. See, he blurted it out. And over a million homes across Canada and on cablevision in the United States, I'll be infecting you with this wonderful personality.
The Rod Ona virus.
The Rod Ona virus, that's right. Thank you. Thanks to our guests. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.